Farewell to the Queen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That was the sound of the royal funeral procession leading Queen Elizabeth's flag-draped coffin with a crown on top on a carriage moving from Westminster Hall into Westminster Abbey, where the service is just starting in London. Now, ahead of the funeral, the bells rang.
A minute for 96 minutes, honoring each year of the Queen's life.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in London.
2,000 guests, mostly, of course, VIPs, sheikhs, sultans, kings, queens, princes, and prime ministers, but also some members of the public who were involved in charities have been invited, other people involved in public good.
President Biden, of course, among the world leaders attending. He made some news last night, telling CBS 60 Minutes.
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
The president also said if China were to invade Taiwan, the U.S. military would come to Taiwan's defense. The president was also noncommittal about running for a second term, saying it was his intention, but it's not certain. In Afghanistan, a Taliban member held for 17 years at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo claimed today he was released and handed over in Kabul to Taliban rulers in a prisoner exchange with the U.S. for an American held in Afghanistan, though there is no confirmation of that from the U.S. government. It's dark and stormy in Puerto Rico. Hurricane Fiona has knocked out power to the entire U.S. territory. Still raining down on the island. Some areas could get 2 feet.
These rains are expected to continue producing life-threatening and catastrophic flash and urban flooding across Puerto Rico and in portions of the Dominican Republic.
Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center. Fiona is forecast to become stronger but turn north and east away from the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In Ukraine, where a counteroffensive has liberated areas Russian forces had taken over after the invasion, Russian attacks continue. A missile strike early today hit an industrial complex near a nuclear power plant. It did not affect the reactors, but it did temporarily shut down a hydropower plant nearby. Russia's war in Ukraine will be a big topic this week as world leaders and diplomats gather in New York for the United Nations General Assembly.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing Sunday that he'll request even more American aid for Ukraine in the new budget due from Congress by the end of the month.
I will be pushing for at least $12 billion in aid for Ukraine in the budget so they can continue to win the war effort.
America has already approved over $15 billion in aid, which has been sent overseas in portions, including over $600 million last week, which provided military equipment for the Ukrainians to fight with.
Ukraine depends on our aid. And now that they have begun to really push back the Russians, more aid at this point is crucial.
President Biden will speak at the United Nations on Wednesday. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could keep falling ahead of another interest rate hike expected this week from the Federal Reserve. Dow futures down nearly 300 points as markets also drop overseas. After last week's sell-off that dragged the Dow down more than 4%, the Nasdaq lost over 5%. On Sunday Night Football,
second and 11, just pitch it to the edge to Aaron Jones inside the 5 and in the end zone for a Green Bay touchdown. touchdown.
The Packers beat the Bears 27-10 on NBC. Earlier, the Miami Dolphins rallied from down 21 points in the fourth quarter to beat Baltimore 42-38. The New York Jets scored twice in the final 2 minutes to stun the Cleveland Browns 31-30. The New York Giants and Tampa Bay Buccaneers also won to improve to 2-0 on the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.